Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a magical Monday edition, I hope. Hour two, it only gets better. I got Ben Wickler, he is the Democratic Party chair, joining me at 4:30, bottom of the hour. But in the meantime, I want to talk about the most popular politician in the United States. Or at least I made that statement one time on the radio, and I got politifacted for it. And it was politifacted mostly true. And I said that about Bernie Sanders. And I still feel that in my heart of hearts. Bernie Sanders is still the most popular politician in the United States. And that's still probably mostly true. I think at the time, Barack Obama had one poll somewhere where he was a skosh higher than Bernie. But Barack Obama and Bernie Sanders, that's pretty good company. Wish I was that popular. But here's what Bernie said. He did an interview with The Guardian. And Bernie Sanders said this, and he says this over and over again. Effectively, what he says is the party has turned its back on the working class, the Democratic Party. Now, Bernie's an independent, a Democratic socialist, if you will. Here in the state of Wisconsin, in 2014, Scott Walker was on the reelective ticket. And he went against a self-funder of the Trek bicycle fortune, let's call it, Mary Burke. And Mary Burke, a smart woman, a powerful woman, and a very sincere and thoughtful candidate. But she went up against Scott Walker, and she lost. And the next morning, my wife sat up in bed at like 6 o'clock in the morning. And she looks at me, and she said, you know what? Because the Democrats didn't have anything to offer to working class people. And I've always found my wife to be a very sort of insightful person. And there's only two people I really listen to in this world, my wife and Bernie Sanders. So, you know, hon, I'm going to give Bernie some of the credit here, but I listen to you as well. According to The Guardian, Senator Bernie Sanders has called on Democrats to make a major course correction that focuses on fighting for America's working class and standing up to powerful corporate interest, because the Democrats' legislative agenda is stalled and their party faces tough prospects in this November's elections. And the question is, the big question, I'd love to hear from you, our audience. Is it stalled because we're too damn liberal, we want too much? Or is it stalled because we haven't accomplished anything? You know, this threat, this fear of socialism, being labeled a socialist. I'm not sure what it is, but I know what Bernie thinks it is. I know what Bernie thinks the solution is. 844-967-2789. The White House is likely to see his comments as a shot across the bow by the left wing of the party, increasingly frustrated at how centrist Democrats have managed to screw up or delay huge chunks of Biden's domestic policy plans. In an interview with The Guardian, Sanders called on Joe Biden and the Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer to push to hold votes on individual bills that would be a boon to working families. Make people vote against the good stuff, citing extending the child tax credit, cutting prescription drug prices, and raising the federal hourly minimum wage to $15 an hour. The fight for 15, it's still going on. Such votes would be good policy and good politics, the Vermont senator insists, saying that he would show the Democrats battling for the working class while highlighting Republican opposition to hugely popular policies. It's no great secret that the Republican Party is winning more and more support from working people. I'll just read. It's not because the Republican Party has anything to say to them. It's because, in too many ways, the Democratic Party has turned its back on the working class. Sanders ran for the party's nomination in 16 and 20, losing out in fierce contests to Hillary and then Biden. He's a popular figure in the left of the party, popular with everyone. Let's get that right, Guardian. The Democratic Socialist from Vermont remains influential and has been supportive of Biden during his first term as the party tries to cope with the twin threats of the pandemic, resurgent, and increasingly extremist Republican Party. But his comments appear to reflect a growing discontent and concern with Biden's administration direction. I think it's absolutely important that we do a major course correction, Sanders continued. It's important that we have the guts to take on the very powerful corporate interest and that have an unbelievably powerful hold on the economy of this country. Yes, they do. The individual bills that Sanders favors might not attract the 60 votes needed to overcome a Republican filibuster, you think? And defeat on them would embarrass the Democrats. But Sanders, chairman of the Senate Budget Committee and one of the nation's most prominent progressive voices, said, "People can understand that you sometimes don't have the votes, but they can't understand why we haven't brought up important legislation that 70 or 80% of the American people support." Preach it, Bernie. A little bit later in the article, in the interview, Sanders repeatedly said that the Democrats need to demonstrate vigorously and visibly that they're fighting to improve the lives of working class Americans. The truth of the matter is people are going to work and half of them are living paycheck to paycheck. People are struggling with health care, with prescription drugs. Young families can't afford child care. Older workers are worried to death about retirement. Sanders has long been troubled by America's increasing wealth and income inequality, but he made clear that he thinks it is time for Democrats to take on the ultra-wealthy and powerful corporations, a move he said that vast numbers of Americans would support. I know I would, Bernie. They want the wealth to start paying, the wealthy to start paying their share of taxes, he said. I think it's absurd that Jeff Bezos and Elon Musk don't pay a nickel in federal taxes. I do as well. 844-967-2789. Bernie says time for a course correction. And if Bernie talks, I listen. If you call, I'll also listen, at least for a bit. 844-967-2789. TJ from Fort Atkinson. Welcome, TJ.
Hello. Happy Monday. Yeah, Bernie's way too right. Honestly, I'm terrified right now. We're sitting here and, you know, Biden just, he's pretty lackluster. He's sure not Trump. Boy, he's not Trump.
What do you think of Biden's efforts on January 6th last week? Did you hear any of that speech, TJ?
You know, it just feels weak to me.
Come on, that's as strong as I've seen Joe Biden, at least on that topic.
That's kind of the problem. That's kind of the problem is it's like it's a year later, and I'm waiting for some action, and what do I get a year later? I get some good talk a year later. That's what I finally get. You know, and like, okay, so had that been followed by some televised arrests, that would have been cool.
TJ, what about trying to basically publicly hold accountable the Republicans and perhaps even Manchin and Sinema by breaking out these very popular plans? Things like the expansion of Medicare for dental care and vision
care. We got to get these things going. See, this is where I'm scared, is we're not making these moves. And so the working class people here that are, I mean, I'm living in Jefferson County, Wisconsin, and the wages here are horrible. The people here are struggling, but they don't want to feel like they're needy or they need handouts. They got a lot of pride, and they're not the brightest. I love them. But so we are going to have people that are going to be struggling still, and they're going to say, see, all I've got is higher gas prices. Oh, it's this Joe Biden business is a bunch of crap. And that's not true at all. But how to get them to see that when they won't even go get their vaccine, I'm beside myself. And then we got Evers. I love him. But he also doesn't do anything thrilling. There's nothing big that you can point to. It's all little, which is very, very important. But how do we get the masses to vote like we need them to when they're all just going to be so lackluster disappointed?
Well, TJ, you know, I hope it starts with talk radio. I hope that you're doing your part right now and I'm doing my part here on the radio.
I hope so, too. I hope so, too. We have to keep the faith and we have to keep voting.
You are absolutely right, TJ. And I think efforts by the former First Lady Michelle Obama to register 1 million voters, I think it's important because it also brings attention to the fact it is a midterm election. And the problem is low propensity voters. When it's a presidential year, I believe Joe Biden, TJ, had $54 million to spend in the state of Wisconsin to get the word out, to say it's an election. And he won by 21,000 votes. I mean, it was still a whisker. He won by a whisker with $54 million to say, go out and vote, please. Well, the midterm election's coming down the pike, and the resources are diminished. Although Ron Johnson in the state of Wisconsin, running for re-election, probably will turn on the monetary spigot to some degree. People will know an election's coming down the pike because they'll know to vote for or vote against Ron Johnson. But ultimately, low propensity voters. And on the Democratic side, sometimes those are urban dwellers. Sometimes those are voters that say, you know what? I voted for Biden in 2020. And what's he delivered for me? And why should I care about a statewide election? I mean, hell, state of Wisconsin doesn't give a damn about the city of Milwaukee, for example. So I'm not sure. How do you turn them out? Well, you better talk to them. You better listen to them. You better hear them. And ultimately, how do we deliver for them? How do we do what Bernie wants to do? Is it enough to simply embarrass the obstructionist? Well, at least you'd be fighting. Bernie believes in fighting. And I mean, rhetorically speaking, Bernie's been fighting the same fight for 40 years. He's very consistent. I'd like to think I got a little consistency as well. I've been fighting my good fight right here on the radio. I've been asking you folks to join in each and every day at 844-967-2789. We'll come back. More of your phone calls. Time to fight. Time to stand up for the working class. And, you know, perhaps win a midterm.